Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. How are you? It's 10:30 in the morning, hence it is time for our 10:30 a.m. show on May 18th, 2022. That's why I almost said that. Okay, welcome to today's show. We're going to talk about creating STEM career interest in manufacturing and how industries like Stanley Black and Decker, who we're going to talk about today and with, okay, is putting all this effort into K-12, all right, in STEM careers, okay, in manufacturing. And this is key stuff. They work with Discovery Education and Discovery STEM Careers Coalition. And we've had a lot of companies who work with them come on the show and talk about what they're doing in K-12. This is just another great example of the work that industry needs to do. And I've said this a long time, and Stanley's doing it, like Stanley Black & Decker. Okay, industry has to step up. Schools are tight for cash. Okay, schools are tight for interest. And the whole purpose of the education is not only to create good citizens, but also – okay, to put them into a job force. And so industry has to work to make that happen with the schools, and that's what Discovery, Stanley Black & Decker, and the STEM Careers Coalition is doing. We're going to have a nice conversation about that. We're going to archive the show at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org, and everything we do is over there. Our magazine, well, very well read, Equity and Access. Just click through on the cover and enjoy it, Equity and Access Pre-K-12. We got a whole new website on teacher retention. We're real concerned about the educator shortage. Please check that out at teacher-retention.com. Our awards program for excellence in equity. K-12 is there. Just click through on the awards icon. And, of course, our resource center for SEL at SEL Today. We're now working with Castle on that, so that's a big deal. All right, and all good stuff, so please check out what we do. It's all there at ace-ed.org. And we'll appreciate it when you do, and you know what? So will you and your colleagues. It's good stuff. We work hard, okay? We work hard on this podcast, too. So let me bring on my good friend from Discovery, first of all, Rachel Scheffler. Hi, Rachel. It's Larry here.
My BFF. Good morning, Larry.
And my BFF, too. Welcome back, my friend. How you doing? Mi amiga.
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, as a matter of fact. It's a beautiful, breezy, sunny day here in Maine. How are things in Maryland?
Things are great. It's also equally as nice out, and I think we have officially made a transition to a nice spring.
Thank you. It's about time. I hope so. Karen Wright Price Ward, are you there?
I am certainly here, and nice to be with both you and Rachel.
Thank you. And call me Larry, please. It's a pleasure to have you here, Karen. And you share a last name with my wife's maiden name, which is Ward. There you go. Okay? How about that?
We're all cousins then.
There you go. And you're Director of Social Impact. I love that title. For Stanley Black and Decker. And I just want to read your, not resume, this description of you. Okay? I love this. Karen Price Ward is a masterful diversity and inclusion advisor, I love that, a multicultural marketing strategist, an event director, a storytelling communicator, social impact leader, and legislative key contact. I love this, okay? And currently you're the director of social impact for this huge company, Stanley Black & Decker. Are you located in Connecticut? Where are you?
So I'm actually in Maryland, enjoying the sunny weather here today.
And so that concludes our list of M states, Maine and Maryland today. Okay. That's what gets you on the show. All right. And it's a pleasure to have you here. And your spokesperson today for the good things Stanley Black & Decker is doing in STEM careers. So let's start. You tell us about Stanley Black & Decker. Tell us about the company you work for.
Well, sure. Stanley Black & Decker is a manufacturing company, but more than that, you know, it's about a company that is investing in the community. And so, yes, we do focus on manufacturing, but ultimately we are trying to become good partners around the globe.
Good.
And so that's why it's so exciting to partner with Discovery Education.
How do you find Discovery? Okay, how'd that partnership come about?
Yeah, you know, it's a really good story because in 2018, we were celebrating our 175th anniversary at Stanley Black & Decker.
Wow.
And we wanted to launch and elevate our commitment to corporate social responsibility. And really, it's about inspiring makers and creators and to be more of a sustainable world. And we did that through the launch of our new partnership with Discovery Education.
Nice.
So, and with that, it was to help us with our very aspirational goal for 2030 to enable 10 million makers. So in partnership with Discovery Education, this gives us a great opportunity to reach that goal.
And when you say a million makers, you talk about like maker spaces at schools. Did I hear you correctly?
So that is part of the strategy, maker spaces, working with vocational and trade schools, as well as working with STEM. So it's kind of divided into three pillars. And then also with our company, working for career mobility as well.
What does that mean? Help me with that. What does that mean?
Well, it means that we will look at our own workforce and see how we can upskill and continue to train and promote manufacturing, and so within our own kind of four walls of our company.
Right, that is a nice thing. That's excellent. Okay, that is absolutely excellent. And tell us about the STEM Careers Coalition, Rachel, which you now are you're the queen of the STEM Careers Coalition. Your Majesty, ladies and gentlemen, Queen Rachel the First, ladies and gentlemen, here we are.
Oh my gosh, Larry, you're making me blush. So, yeah, the STEM Careers Coalition is.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Queen
excellent...
is blushing. The Queen is blushing. We'll wait for a moment till she de-blushes here.
I know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's an awesome initiative. We've shared before on previous shows that, you know, we were able to kick off the ground in late 2019 with some very significant partners. Stanley Black & Decker, you know, is one of those partners that have really helped us, you know, advance the mission, which is really to provide opportunity and ways to explore STEM for all students. And really making a very bold commitment to looking at those systematically disadvantaged schools who, you know, we know that for various reasons are challenged in resources and content, and we want to just do our best to make sure that we're providing opportunity for all students. And so Karen and her team over at Stanley Black & Decker are certainly helping us, meet those goals and support our mission.
And I hope all schools that are listening to this take advantage of the opportunities that something like the STEM Careers Coalition offers. It's stemcareerscoalition.org. And you go over there, and there's a ton of resources over there. And, you know, people were always saying schools are under-resourced, and, of course, they are to a great extent. Many of them are, I should say. Okay, to a great extent. But there's a ton of free resources over there. And with everything that's free, you don't have to be as under-resourced. So please check it out, everybody. It's stemcareerscoalition.org. That's what this is all about. And all of this is about what we do with equity and all that sort of thing. Okay? And please, you know, just please check it out, et cetera. You know, well, the subject of equity, and by the way, I'll say it again, Karen is a masterful diversity and inclusion advisor, multicultural marketing strategist. You really know your stuff. Talk about that equity side, okay, and education, if you will, Karen, and what you guys are trying to accomplish from Stanley Black & Decker, which I would prefer calling SB&D because it's getting boring saying Stanley Black & Decker a lot. That's a lot of words. Okay.
In our family at Stanley Black & Decker, we call it SBD, and we welcome you to call
it
that, too. So,
thank you, SBD. Thank you. It saves a little bit of time.
Yes.
Right. Okay, good. Yeah.
And in terms of equity, Stanley Black & Decker, SBD, is actually really trying to pave the way. We launched a program called the RISE program, and it's focused on middle school and high school students in underserved communities. We launched it initially in Hartford, with our headquarters being in Connecticut, and it essentially is a 12-month virtual program to promote and expose students to engineering, technology, business, science. Last year was our first cohort, and we did graduate 7 students from the program, but we are actually scaling the program to expand it nationwide. So the next city will be Baltimore. And after they've gone through this program, we still stay connected with them through internships and introducing them to HBCUs.
And, oh, that's great. That's great. So you're sending the kids to HBCUs. That's wonderful. That's
yeah,
really nice.
So that's just one example of an initiative. But
I wasn't
one
expecting
that. I'm
really that.
Excited
that
about. Yeah, the one that's really exciting, too, is one through Discovery Education. And for the first year, we just launched through the Innovation Generation side of the partnership. Our Trades Champion. Yeah, the Trades Champion Challenge. And for students who are listening, this is something you don't want to miss because it's very simple. But basically, if you're interested in the trades, then we want you to share that through a 30 to 60 second video submission, and you direct this at your peers about why you aspire to be a trade professional and why you're passionate about a trades career. And then you upload that, you submit it by May the 27th, and the prizes range from $15,000 to $5,000. First place is $15,000. So we really do hope that students will consider that.
And that's by May 27th. And where would they go to learn more about this on the web?
Yes, I think it would be best if they just Google Discovery Education and go to the Innovation Generation, and they will look for Trades Champion Challenge.
That's easy. Okay, Innovation Generation Trade Champion Challenge. And you mentioned them. You caught me off guard with something. You mentioned that you were sending these kids to historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs, okay? And I've started this part of the conversation by asking about equity. But this is going to be the dumbest question in the world. Are you focusing on African-American kids? Or is it for everybody? Since you mentioned HBCUs, I will ask that question. How's it working?
Sure. So that's affiliated with our RISE program, and we're really focusing on underserved communities and focusing on black and brown students, partnering with organizations such as the Boys and Girls Club of Hartford, also the Urban League of Hartford, and then as we move into Baltimore, similar organizations that are focused on communities. Yes, and there are scholarships that go along with this program, too. So really happy to support and expose students from not only learning the skill sets of STEM, but then also broadening that to further them in their education.
Yeah, we got to really help these kids in these inner-city neighborhoods and, get them to understand there's a whole world open to them. I think that's a very nice thing that you're doing. Okay, you did. You caught me off guard with that HBCU thing, and I just wanted to clear that up. So thank you for doing that. Okay, I appreciate it on every part of that. Thanks, and every part of the effort you're doing, Karen. Talk to me, and I think this is incredibly important. You guys, your manufacturing company, and by coincidence, a lot of things that you manufacture are used in manufacturing. You guys manufacture tools. Okay, all right, so. Everybody knows the company, SBD, Stanley Black & Decker, okay? Talk about manufacturing fitting into STEM. When people think of STEM, this is a very important thing. A lot of people think, okay, of just A, engineers, or B, people in white coats in healthcare and science, okay? And I want you to talk about, I know engineering has to do with it, talk about how you see STEM and manufacturing working together for the students you're trying to reach.
Yeah. The skill set of STEM, starting even at a very early age, and we work with Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, starting at the ages of 6, just introducing them to those skills and getting them to thinking about design thinking, those are all skills that are transferable into manufacturing. And so they really do go hand in hand. But the key is that we have to expose these students to STEM so that they will draw that interest in manufacturing And Rachel actually is familiar with this, but we just launched our Makers Index. And that was really Stanley Black & Decker speaking to high schoolers, their parents, and professionals to learn more about their perceptions of trade careers in manufacturing and construction. And 85% of the young people and 94% of parents think that skilled trades work is a good quality career option.
It is.
But
it is.
There are some hesitancies. Less than half of the youth said that they would actually consider a skilled trade career. So that's where, again, I think STEM comes into play so that we can really get them excited about manufacturing. And there are some key drivers for the skills trades gap that we are experiencing in manufacturing. And one is that people think that manufacturing is male-dominated industry, but there are many women who are involved
Good
in
point.
Manufacturing.
Good point.
Also, just as I was mentioning before, the lack of exposure to whether it's STEM and or skilled trade careers, and then just some incorrect knowledge of the required skills. And then I think that there's a really true misunderstanding of the long-term actual financial security that you can really make a good living in the trade skills. But I do think that it all begins with STEM that leads people into these manufacturing jobs.
Absolutely. And I agree with you. You have to think like STEM. Okay. Science, technology, engineering, and math. But I, what you just said, and I've been screaming about this for a long time, K-12 made a mistake. They created a phrase called college and career ready, okay? And I say, I've always said that phrase is wrong. It should just be career ready, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And because that phrase immediately says that college, which is first, okay, is the only way to go. And I don't care what anybody says, that's what they're saying. All right, but higher education and learning more at a community college or through a vocational school or whatever will get you a wonderful lifetime career. All right, and I am agreeing with you 100%. Okay, we have got to make people understand that the trades, the skilled trades, that we're lacking in people. Okay, if we don't have people doing that, where will people go? I can't fix plumbing. Okay, if I did carpentry, mm-hmm. the only business that would do well would be the duct tape business. Okay, that and fixing my thumbnail from hammering it with Stanley tools, I might add. Okay, it would be absolutely ridiculous. All right, and also, and I say this with true sincerity, Stanley Black and Decker and other companies need a workforce. They need a workforce that will manufacture the tools and design new ones, okay? Mm-hmm. And that is key. That's where opportunity is, all right? And I'm not saying you shouldn't be a doctor, you shouldn't be a lawyer or whatever, but for God's sakes, the trades are superb, okay? And they are STEM. You watch a plumber do his work or her work, okay? You're seeing STEM in operation, whether they want to call it that or not, okay? Mm-hmm. Because if I did that, I'm telling you, I'd flush the toilet and the roof would fall off. Okay? So I'm telling you. Okay? If people have to understand this. That was my rant for this morning. Thank you very much, ladies.
I couldn't agree with you more. There is a detrimental shortage of skilled trades in the field. 10 million manufacturing jobs around the world remain unfilled. There is a construction gap of 650 jobs in the U.S. alone, and we just don't have enough skilled trade workers to fill them. And as our part to help in this, it's a collective effort, but Stanley Black & Decker, we did launch our Global Impact Challenge. It's a five-year commitment of up to $25 million. We are helping to fund vocational skills and training programs focused on construction and manufacturing. You mentioned vocational
cool.
schools and community colleges. We're looking for nonprofits to apply for these grants that we open up this grant application in October of each year over these next 4 years because we just had our first year. But we're hoping that this will help to fill that gap.
It has to. It has to. We have no choice. Rachel, talk about all this. As I say, you are the queen, Her Majesty of the STEM Careers Coalition, Rachel Sheckler. Okay, Rachel, Queen Rachel. Okay, are you done blushing?
I am.
Oh, good. Okay, we can move on.
This is a total passion project for me as well. So, you know, trying to also, you know, have our educators, you know, almost advocate earlier for students that, you know, they can identify have inherent skills that are connected to the trades that would be good fits for that vocational or career and technical educational training. It's just so much rides on influence, not only from parents, but from the educators who spend so much time with our kids. It is such a, like I said earlier, a passion project for me to figure out a way to get our girls interested earlier, young men interested. Yes, right? And have them, you know, listen to those folks who can influence them and encourage them to follow what they love, follow what they're good at, follow what they're interested in. And, you know, the more we can, you know, build positive perceptions around, you know, business skills that are needed to, you know, think about running your own business. What if you're a self-employed contractor? Okay, so it's STEM skills that you need to do the work. It's business skills that you need to run your own business should you choose to be self-employed. Right? I mean, there's so many avenues and you know, I think if we all can just, you know, kind of pull together and just advocate for the skilled trades as much as we do for, you know, business degrees or engineering degrees or, you know, fill in the blank,
Exactly.
Whatever we can do to elevate the skilled trades is really going to help us all.
You're exactly right. You used a key word, okay? We got to go with what interests these kids, find out their interests and make their career around their interests. And if we don't expose them to all the things you guys are trying to expose them to, they might not even know what their interest is. They might not know they have an interest in this, or whatever this is, okay? And that's the whole point of this, okay? To let them know that the whole world, they've got all this opportunity. And there's great opportunities, and I'll say it again, on the manufacturing floor, okay? As well as designing the manufacturing floor and designing the products that the manufacturing floor is making. But this is key stuff. There is no reason for somebody to be sitting idle these days, okay? And these are just great jobs. And, you know, on that note, okay, I have to ask, okay, Karen, okay, Black & Decker, you have factories all over the world, okay? But here in the U.S., are you guys finding a shortage of workers here in the U.S.?
No. Yes. And, you know, as I was mentioning, that gap of 650,000 jobs, that applies
here
to
in the
us
U.S.
too.
Here in the U.S.
Yes, in the U.S. So we are looking for those hourly workers and hoping that they will go to these vocational trade schools and get the training and find that they can really make a successful career for themselves and for their families.
And I don't know if you know this. I don't know at all. But, like, if somebody applies for a job at a Black & Decker plant, what is the usual background they would need? I'm just curious. Do you know offhand?
You know, that is a great question, and I don't know if I know the specific answer. But I would think first and foremost, just having a good attitude and, you know, willing to be a customer-minded person and then and willing to work hard. So I think if you have just the basic character of I'm ready to get up and work hard every day and put my best foot forward, I think those are the kind of people we're looking for.
And you know, you go ahead. Rebecca, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Larry, I was going to build on what Karen said. You know, I've been reading so much lately about, Also kind of breaking down barriers for students, especially those students who are not interested in a career or, a college experience that they want to go direct to work. What can we do in the companies, organizations to break those barriers down in terms of even the application process and the requirements so that when students are job hunting, you know, they're not discouraged by qualifications that necessarily always call for a college degree. And I think a lot of organizations, even I would think Stanley Black & Decker is one of them, Karen, that, you know, if you have a good work ethic and you're willing to, you know, learn and contribute, that there's a lot of on-the-job training and advancement that can happen by just getting your foot in the door.
Exactly. And, you know, the other thing I was going to say was that, you know, a lot of the schools, and I know Discovery does this as well with their curriculum products, we have a lot of social-emotional learning tools, all right, built into the curriculum. Okay, we have social-emotional learning curriculum, but we also have it built in to the things they are learning. And one of the key things about that is resilience and confidence, et cetera. And that part of it builds a nice work ethic, okay, as kids go out into the world. It all comes together. That's what the K-12 mm-hmm. education experience is about. This is really, it's really just amazing. So let me ask this. I'll throw this, I guess, I don't know who to throw this to, Rachel or Karen. I'll ask Rachel, you can tell. So with the good success stories and maybe good ones coming from, do you want to talk further than the kids who have graduated and gone on from the work Stanley Black & Decker is doing?
They're doing a wonderful part in just inspiring students to be aware of what's out there, especially with Stanley Black & Decker opportunities, but just with manufacturing in general. I wish that we could say that, you know, we're following the journeys of students, you know, post-secondary experiences. But I think what we are confident in saying is that we are doing our part in setting them up for, you know, just having an overall awareness of what's out there for them to explore. And, you know, not be so close-minded on, you know, what were the traditional careers of 50 years ago. You know, here's where we are today. And here's all of the really awesome experiences that lie out there for you.
Well, I got a better one. Not only here's where we are today, here's where we need to be tomorrow. Okay?
Yep.
And you can be part of that. It's cool. Karen, you want to add anything more before we go?
Certainly. In regards to success stories, the STEM Careers Coalition, they give us the great opportunity to feature some of our employees on their Careers Coalition portal or profile, if I'm saying that correctly, Rachel. And we have three of our wonderful employees who began in our student leadership program at Stanley Black & Decker. They are now engineers, and just want to encourage our viewers to go to that portal, look for Lizzie, look for Cora Day, and look for Pooja. And they have some really great, inspiring stories of how they began their careers that are STEM-related.
Wow. That's what it's all about, everybody. Check it all out. Okay, it's stemcareerscoalition.org. And the lady who runs that is Rachel Scheffler. Thank you, Rachel. This is wonderful. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and also the Director of Social Impact, and you really do a great job, Karen Price Ward from good old SBD, Stanley Black & Decker. Thanks, Karen. Okay, it's a pleasure to have
you
here.
Thank you, Rachel. It's been fun. Thank you.
Bye, guys. Both of you, thank you so much. Keep up the good work. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. The ladies have disappeared. Okay, STEM Careers Coalition.org. I'm Larry Jacobs, pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.